At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's Mike Shope.
Name any word in less than a second. I will tell you how many letters are in it. But I cannot do anything mechanically. I don't even know how to put a game together for three-year-olds.
And the Bulldog.
Fool me once. Shame on you. If fool me, we can't get fooled again.
On WGR Sports Radio 550.
Obviously, that's old because, as you may know from listening within the last 10 years, I've recently put a lawnmower together. So there's the update on that. Although, you know, Bulldog and I had an interesting conversation last week or the week before about how when you need to figure out how to do something, you just search it. And as long as you can understand the directions, you can just follow along and do the thing, which is different than having to know it. So you can find that on the Odyssey on-demand rewind app if you're living in the past, because it's like 2 weeks ago. So you may not ask me about it. I'll tell you about it because that was really interesting. Like, you don't have to know anything anymore. Do you? I got into this partly because I knew stuff, and now I don't think you have to know anything. You just have to know how to look for it. And that might be kind of the same thing, which is a little bit depressing, but anyway, that's how it is. Thanks for listening. Bulldog is off this week. I'll talk to Paul later and also Evan Silva. I know he's excited. That'll be in about an hour. One thing that I wanted to just throw out there for anybody who might have a take. So on Tuesday mornings, I do a podcast called ADP Chasing. It's very nerdy. I'm sure you'd hate it. It's about fantasy football, and we're tracking trends, in theory, tracking trends in average draft position week to week. There's been a lot this week, especially for a week when, like, nobody's really practicing. The Chargers are in, and Najee Harris is part of this. He had a fireworks accident, so what happens to Najee Harris? What happens to Amarian Hampton, the rookie the Chargers drafted to be in their backfield with Harris? What happens to Kinshon Judkins, the Browns running back, who's had some very ugly allegations levied against him recently in the realm of domestic violence? What do you do there? They drafted a second rookie, Dylan Sampson. Like, so is he interesting now? Is Jerome Ford interesting now? What about the Browns? The 49ers have Juwan Jennings, wide receiver, had a big year. We talked about him a little bit yesterday through the lens of James Cook. Here's somebody that had a big year. Does he get what he wants, a new contract or a trade? We have this a lot with the Niners. Or does he just walk through the door like Cook might do? We talked, again, about him a lot yesterday. Maybe that's what happens there. Anyway, ADP Chasing on YouTube, you can find it. And today was a challenge because we have four of us, and two of the four were not there. One guy, Davis, had a vacation scheduled, so he was not available. The other guy, Pat Corain, had a flight canceled from New York to LA, so he couldn't make it. And it's myself and Jacob Sanderson. Let's just get through it. So we start, everything's going fine. Then my Wi-Fi dumps out. So now what? So Jacob, you know, he's doing his best. He's out there in Vancouver. It's like 6:30 in the morning. Two of us are not present. Now I'm not there either. Like, what is he supposed to do? He fires up a draft. You know, cool. So Underdog, Best Ball Mania 6, let's go. Is it $1 million or $2 million for first place? I don't know. I don't really care about the difference. I'm not one of these James Cook types that, you know, parses between millions of dollars. $1 million, is this making the Super Bowl or winning the Super Bowl a little bit? $1 million, $2 million. To me, that sounds about the same. If that were to like come into my life, I could pay off my house, pay the bills, get through, you know, high school years. I think either way. So it's obviously very, it's 100% more to win $2 million. But to me, if you, you know, would you take the $1 million right now? Of course. So anyway, this is how we do it. It's all in Jacob's account. I'm not even online. I don't even know that he's made the decision. Well, nobody else is here and we're not going to end the show. Let's just do a draft. I jump back on. It's the first round. I'm there for the whole thing. He's asking me opinions, you know, like, what would you do here? Everything comes together nicely. Who? Nico Collins, Brian Thomas. You know, it's just sort of like a smooth, easy, the kind of draft we like. It's all in his name. I've never met this guy. We do this show every Tuesday morning. He and I are the two people of the four who are newest to it. But, you know, I like him and everything's good. What happens if we win? Have you ever been in this kind of situation? Remember Jeremy Kahn from Baltimore last week was on the show? And at the end of the conversation, I've liked him. We've talked to him, you know, 5 or 10 times. And at the end of the conversation, he's like, I said, I'm going to Maryland last weekend. I'm going to Maryland. And he's like, oh, well, if you need any recommendations, let me know. So I follow him and he follows me right back. And I send him the DM, you know, yes, I'm going. Thanks for offering. What are your thoughts? And he sends me 4 or 5 restaurant names. And, you know, great. So now I'm following Jeremy Kahn. And the first thing I see from him on Twitter, I think is the next day, it's a story on Yahoo about a woman who won $10 million in the lottery, a waitress. And the story's like, oh, not all it's cracked up to be. So how did she win $10 million? I will tell you. She's sitting, you know, she's just sitting there having her brunch or whatever it is. No, she's the waitress. I'm sorry. She's the waitress. And a customer, instead of leaving her money for a tip, leaves her a lottery ticket. And it hits. So she wins the lottery. Guy doesn't leave her the $4 or whatever. $10? What is that tip likely to be at a diner outside Baltimore for breakfast? Like less? So whatever. It could have been $5. Instead of leaving her the money, he leaves her a lottery ticket, and she wins $10 million. Maybe you saw the story yourself. And, you know, now what happens, everything goes sideways. This story is kind of incredible. There three different people come for it, or groups of people come for it. One is the guy. Not, this is not in order, I think, but one is the customer who finds out that ticket that he left for her is a winning ticket. And he's like, well, where's my share? I don't think that went anywhere. There was some legal aspect to that. I don't think he got any money. The second, another one was the staff, because somebody on the staff said they had all agreed if anybody ever won the lottery, they would share in the money. And so that might have been something. And then apparently she had an ex-husband who found out that she won $10 million and like kidnapped her and tried to take her somewhere. And she grabbed the gun at the last minute and shot him. I mean, you got to see it. And so he survived and she got out of that. And I guess it ended pretty well that she, you know, got some money or she got all the money, whatever it was, and is living happily. But, you know, this is what maybe can happen. How I am is we've got to figure this out up front. I don't want any scenario like that. I don't want any potential ramifications where, oh, but you said this. Oh, but we didn't talk about this. I don't like that. I just want to know right before we start, what are the terms? If she wins the lottery, I leave her a ticket. I'm making sure, like, listen, I'm not coming back for this or whatever the deal is. What was one thing from that was like, she said, or he accused her of saying that she would buy him a new truck if she won something like that. She would buy him a new truck. And he's like, where's my truck? I don't know. I don't want anything like that out there. So here's Jacob Sanderson today on ADP Chasing. He's drafting the team. I'm giving my advice. Oh, let's take Tet McMillan. You know, let's just do this, you know, whatever. All along the way, let's not pick James Cook. And I never pick James Cook. Let's just, you know, do this. We like the team. You know, this is what you kind of hear most of the time in this. He's like, oh, we just won. We just won Best Ball Mania, $1 million, $2 million, whatever. So that was this morning. I get here and I think, I don't want any sort of issue here. I mean, what are the odds that we'll actually win? Incredibly remote. Still, I don't want to have it be a thing. So I just, you know, send him a message. What's your Venmo? It's a $25 entry. That's not nothing. They have the mini schnauzers and the dachshunds and the puppy two that are like $3, $1. $25 is not nothing. So Jacob, like, what's your Venmo? I'll just give you half. So we don't have if we win, I don't want there to be any sort of, you know, controversy. I don't want this to divide us. Plus, he's Canadian. Like, I don't even know what that means in terms of the money and the taxes and just sort of the internet. We don't need that right now, do we? We don't need another international incident between two of the most friendlier countries, the relationships in the history of the world, U.S. and Canada. We don't want that to get worse. So, you know, just what's your Venmo? Let's just settle this. We'll work it out. He's like, LOL, don't worry about it. Okay. I mean, I'm saving the message. So, like, what would you do there? What happens if we actually win this thing? What is he giving me? Is he giving me literally half of the money? Am I getting $1 million on Venmo from Jacob if we actually win? Is this something that, like, as we get closer, we talk about? And does he sort of, like, disappear from my life? Is he, like, the waitress and I'm the trucker or, you know, what have you? I don't know. I just kind of wanted to have it all be sort of agreed upon. Last year, we had this, Adam Krautwurst and I had this with Bulldog and with Trista and Nick Bakay and a handful of other people when is this quid pro quo? Here was the arrangement. We would like to have you on our stream and draft this team with us, and then we'll split the winnings. So everybody's like, great. I mean, that's a win for... I would say yes to that most of the time, like unless I'm super busy. I'm in for, just ask me. I'm in for any, I want it in writing. But I'm in for any draft where, you know, I'll give you my time and we'll split whatever we win. That seems, you know, good for me. So the whole thing goes on. Trista comes on and we drafted a bunch of Buccaneers or Panthers. The Week 17 game might have been Tampa Bay and Carolina. And that was like the key game. If you're going to win these tournaments, the Week 17 game is it. Like, you got to get to Week 17, and then you're hoping that that game, whatever, Miami and Tampa a few years ago when Brady was still playing, what was this game? And Evans had a big game. This is how my friend Pat won $2 million. Exactly. This is the Hamlin year. Exactly like this. So, you know, just I want to make sure everybody knows the terms. And I said to Trista, if we get to the finals – that Week 17, you and I are going to this game in Tampa. She's like, absolutely. So we didn't. Like, of course, that didn't happen. The best team of those that I had was with Chris. And that was a Buccaneers team, too. And we made no such agreement about going to Tampa because we both know, legally, one of us is always required to be here. So there's never a chance, unless somebody's like really sick, there's never a show where one of us is not here. There was no conversation about like meeting in Tampa for this thing. But that was our best team easily last year. And, you know, this is very exciting. This is how tournaments work. You know, everything's cooking. Mayfield, Evans, Bucky Irving, probably. Who knows who else? I don't know. Derrick Henry, I think we had on that team. We talked about it. Everything's firing on that team. Then you get to the playoffs and we lost. And so I sent him on Venmo like $33 or whatever that was. Whatever a third of the actual winnings was, I sent to Bulldog. Like, here you go. This is how this ends. So I don't know. I just want it out there that I am willing to pay Jacob my U.S. currency $12.50. I'll even bump that up to 15 because he actually did it when I was sitting there trying to get my connection back. And, you know, I'm grateful to him for that. And I'll go 60-40. I'll give him $15 U.S. It's got to be like 100 where he lives. So anyway, I guess if I don't need to say so, or if I do need to say so, that's where my head is at.
I can understand that. I'd be the same as you. Like, are we going to do the conversation now? Or like you said, like, yeah, if it gets closer, we're going to have the conversation. I'd be the person that would push it. Like, if you're, okay, this team is working, this is going well, like, hey, were we serious about that? Are we really going to do this? Like,
right.
I don't want to be pushy, but are we doing this?
There's nothing to really say until the end of week 14. That's how these things go, where it'll be a 12-team, it's always a 12-team draft, and the top two will advance from week 14, and then you get put into a new pod, and then it gets exciting, because if you win, it's hard. It's almost impossible, mathematically, but if you win 15 and then 16, like, okay, even if we got to week 17, we would be in for real money. And he and I did discuss on the stream, if we get there, we will go to the game in week 17, Jacksonville versus Indianapolis. Just bracing everybody for that now. When the Bills play the Eagles, if I'm not here, unless I'm fired by then, which is very possible always, if I'm still here, working here by then, and I'm not here that day, it's because I am at the Jacksonville-Indianapolis game, which, when I mentioned it this morning, I'm like, that game's in Jacksonville, right? He's like, no, which changes it.
That was going to be my next question, too, because that does change how
it does change it. It's in Indianapolis, which is fine. At least I can drive that. He's a Colts fan. Who's a Colts fan? I actually know a Colts fan. Do you? Do you know a Colts fan? I do. This guy. And he's a Colts fan because, maybe this is something you can relate to, he's a Colts fan because when he was like that age, what is that age? 7 or 8?
It's always around that area.
Peyton Manning, Indianapolis. They were not the Patriots, but they might. What would I have done? I would never have rooted for the Patriots. They were like the team he glommed onto. So Indy. That's why he likes the Colts. It's also why he likes the Celtics. This is a lot about Jacob. I know. But that's why he likes the Colts, because when he was 7 or 8 years old, 2006, I'm guessing, when they won, they were like a team you could really like. Like, they were great. And so that's not something to be ashamed of or anything like that. But anyway, this is all a story about what to do if you have sort of an unwritten agreement with anybody. See your attorney when this might come up. Make sure that you're not stuck in a situation where we're actually going to win this money. We won the lottery. We won Best Ball Mania 6, whatever it is, and now we're going to court or anything like that. You don't want to have that happen. Did I need to tell you that? You don't want to have that happen. You also don't want to have happen having to sign Bowen Byram. You also do not want to have that happen. But the Sabres, I think, tried to trade him or hoped to trade him, and then they couldn't, and now have signed him to a not something that has to be like something we complain about forever. It's only 2 years. At least it's only 2 years. 2 years times $6.25 million. Okay. Paul Hamilton has liked Byram, to say the least, more than I have. My issue with him is not entirely his fault. It's only his fault, in, if you will, in the context of whether to sign him to a huge contract. It's that if he's not playing with one of the 10 best defensemen in the NHL, we're getting killed. And so, in my mind, you would never want to sign this player for 50 cents. Because, like, I can find somebody, the Sabres have not been successful at this, but I should be able to find somebody anywhere for close to the minimum that just is not getting run over unless he's playing with one of the best defensemen in the league. So that's kind of an easy one. Maybe the Sabres overestimated Byram's value, or I don't know what. Who knows with this team? But ends up, he gets $12.5 million for 2 years, and it could have been worse. It could have been 8 years for some $50 million something. You know, I guess it could have ended up there. But I thought Kevin Adams was talking like he had a comment. I mentioned it a few times. He had a comment. He made a comment about talking to the agent, just trying to be, you know, honest with him or something. Like it felt like to me, Adams was saying, we're really not interested in you long term or at all in the player. But, you know, however it ends is going to be how it ends. Like, we can't just control everything about the situation. I think they tried to trade him, but couldn't. And so now we're at a 2-year extension for Byram, which means the Sabres have, well, okay, Samuelson too, but Dahlin, Power, Byram, Ben Samuelson locked down. And for a team that defensively has usually left a lot to be desired, despite having one of the best in the league, you know, yikes, why be so bent on keeping it together? They would never have discussed buying out Samuelson, we were told. And here's a player that all the insiders thought was on the market, and now it's like mid-July, 2 weeks after free agency starts, and he's, you know, he's signed. So I'll talk to Paul about that coming up here. Evan Silva today. I've got some interesting over-unders on Josh Allen's season. I'll get to the Jets 2 days in a row. Make a big signing today. It's Sauce Gardner. Yesterday it was Garrett Wilson. So I want to talk about that a little bit. And certainly have time for your calls at 803-0550. But next, Paul on the Sabres news after the break. This is Mike Shope. Bulldog is off this week. Thanks for listening to WGR.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can, like, express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
It's Paul Hamilton.
That's what they called me in college, Mr. Bone.
He has the facts to back up his opinions.
People ask me, well, how are the Sabres going to, are they going to win tonight? I don't have a clue.
On WGR, Sports Radio 550.
Seems a little bit like the NFL has done it again. Although, this time, it's not spearheaded by the likes of Adam Schefter and Ian Rappaport, necessarily, who tell you almost always simultaneously, even though they're competitors, what the latest signing is or breaking news is. I feel like the last couple of days have been about uniforms. And last week, Was it last week? Bulldog and I were talking about red helmets. We both, you know, appreciated it as a low point. This is July sneaked up on us. This is what happens sometimes where when you're out of ideas, you talk about the clothes. And we did, you know, red helmets? And then Paul came on. I'm like, Paul, red helmets? He's like, no, I wouldn't want that. And one thing, I didn't even think of it at the time, but I liked about the idea of red helmets for the Bills was their throwbacks would look more different. Like, the thing about, I don't mean this is a bad thing, but their throwback uniform, Standing Buffalo, maybe a different lighter shade of blue, their uniforms look almost the same. Stripes are different, but they look almost the same. You watch the Steelers or somebody, and their uniforms look like costumes. You know, to each his own. But the Bills' throwback uniforms, going back to the mid-60s, AFL championship teams, did not look that different from what they usually wear. If you wore the red helmets, well, you wouldn't have that. So I was eager to – Paul is coming up here. I was eager to talk to Paul about the Chargers – because Paul is a big Chargers uniform guy, I think. And they listed or they unveiled a bunch of new variations of their... I like Jeremy's tweet about this today when it came to the Chargers. Like, don't mess with us with uniform changes that are almost indiscernible. Let's have it look different. Let's have it mean something. So I agree with that. And so you have the Chargers, you had Washington yesterday, you had...
And then Tampa today with their 1976 uniforms.
Fine, right. You know, knock yourselves out. Just everything is pretty much, though, what we're used to, I would say. Either it's what you used to wear or it's almost what you used to wear. Washington can't go back all the way to the 80s, we know that. And we'll see what the Bills do because maybe whether it's red helmets or something else, we get some sort of new look from them. All right, Paul, I've put it out there. Let's hope that I'm right about how your feelings. The Chargers uniform is like special to you nostalgically.
Yeah, we're really going to go with all yellow, huh?
Yes, there's all yellow now with the Chargers.
Yeah, no thank you.
Highlighters.
Yeah. No, I don't like it. Don't like it at all. Even, you know, going back to the the dark blue or navy blue or whatever you want to call it. I mean, the powder blue is the best thing for them. I was glad to see they got back to it basically for good. And, I saw the all yellow. I couldn't believe it.
And so for the Bills, I know I asked you last week about the red helmets. Like, you know, you don't have to like red helmets, but at least if they wore red helmets, the throwbacks would look more old-timey. They would look more like, I think, that, you know, what it used to look like in the 60s than they do when the Bills change from what they currently wear to that, because it's pretty similar.
Yeah, I mean, the standing buffalo white helmet with the red standing buffalo, I mean, to me, that's going back. I mean, to what the Bills used to wear. I mean, if you want to get cute with them, you could always wear that blue helmet that Josh Allen shows up in once a year when the fans come out for practice. But, I mean, that's never been worn if you want to do something a little bit different. But, again, I'm more of the traditionalist, and if you're going to go back and do the standing buffalo, that's fine, or the Patriots in their reds with, the Patriot on the helmet or whatever, that's fine.
Love it. Where are you at on the Sabres uniforms, by the way? They've tried a lot of things.
Yeah, I mean, what they have now. I mean, the blue and gold, I wasn't a fan of the slug. I mean, the slug was just awful. I mean, I know a lot of people grew up with the black uniforms and the goat head, but again, that's not my thing. I didn't grow up with that. To me, the Buffalo Sabres are what we see right now.
Can you remember how you felt? Were you offended when, at the time, the Sabres moved to the then new arena out of the Odd and changed everything about their uniforms? Did that offend you?
Yeah, I mean, again, I just, and I understand why teams do it. It's because you're going to make money, because now everybody's got to go out and buy a new jersey. So you do things like that. You change things. You go to black because, well, nobody has the blacks. So now everybody who's a Sabre fan has to go out and get a black jersey. Oh, cool. And then, nobody has the goat head or the slug. So, well, everybody's got to go out and get a jersey because now everybody's got a jersey. So you got to do something to get people to the store to buy jerseys because everybody has a jersey right now. So I get where they're coming from there. It's revenue based.
Mm-hmm. Well, when it comes to Paul, there's no need to ever need to replace anything because he's got this. He's had the same look for a long time. Always dapper, the fun ties. It's pretty consistent over the years. Paul Hamilton on the Wester Hotline. I'm Mike Shope. Bulldog is off this week. So, Bowen Byram, Paul, it happens. 2 years, $6.25 million per. I was afraid of a long-term deal because the Sabres seem to always be in this defensive position that they would commit to him for much longer. I'm relieved that that didn't happen. And you like the player more than I do. Is this maybe okay?
I think this is good for both the player and the team. The team gets a chance to see more of him, to see if maybe eventually they want to go long-term with him. See how he meshes, keep him with Darlene for the season, that which works very well for him. And for the player, it's like, all right, well, the GM keeps telling me that we're going to be improving and we're going to do this and the team is on the way up and we're on the cusp of making the playoffs and getting better. And, so he can, play for a year and see what he thinks, see if he decides that, you know what? I do like what I see here. I do like we made the playoffs this year, and we got a good young team. And, I got to play 25 minutes a game because I was Darlene's partner. And, didn't get to play on the power play, but got to play in a lot of big situations. And you know what? Maybe I would like to commit to the team. So I think it's good for both sides to get for Bo Byram to see if the Sabres mean what they say as far as what they're doing to become a good team, and for the Sabres to see exactly what they have in Bo Byram and if it's something they'd like to commit to long term.
My issue with this player is partly about, and Bulldog and I have sparred on this, Like, why do I need to invest more than almost the minimum on a player to put with Rasmus Dahlin? Isn't that my part of my advantage in having Dahlin is that I shouldn't need to do that? Because when Byram was away from Dahlin last year, it went pretty badly, I thought. So can it be justified that you would spend good money on a partner for Dahlin?
Yeah, because they have the money to do it. I mean, did they overpay for Byram a little bit? Yeah, probably. And it doesn't bother me in the least because they've got money to do it. I mean, right now they have one more player to sign in Timmins as far as it goes against the cap, and you got almost $7.4 million to play with. So, and you've already, quote, overpaid for Byram slightly, I would say. But that's kind of when you're the team that hasn't made the playoffs in 14 years. Even when you're dealing with your own people, you may have to overpay. When you re-sign Alex Tuch, you may raise your eyebrows a little bit, you know, because you may say, ooh, that's a little more than I thought you might have to. Otherwise, because to me, Alex Tuck's holding all the cards. So if you want Alex Tuch to stay, if you're the Buffalo Sabres, and you say he's a priority, you may have to spend more than maybe you thought to do it. So that's the... When you're a team that hasn't made the playoffs in 14 years and run way this ownership runs this team, you got to spend a little bit more money to keep players and to bring players in.
So is Byram somebody like this? Is usually what we do when Bills or Sabres somebody is young like this, and you're hopeful, right? Your fingers are crossed. You're hoping that the player can evolve and really help you. He just turned 24 barely a month ago. Is he somebody for you? I mean, there's physical talent here. Is he somebody for you that you'd expect to get better? I mean, I say again, we do that sort of instinctively with guys, but a lot of times they are what they are at this point.
Yeah, sometimes they are. You're right. But yes, I would expect him to get better. Any player that was 23 years old, I would expect to be better than what you see. I don't think 23 is the age where you are who you are. It can be, and with some players it has been, but I think there still can be some growth from players you know, who are 23 years old. I mean, once you get to 25, 26 years old, yeah, I agree. I think you are who you are. You might have a outlier year at some point, but you basically, unless you're a goaltenders tend to sometimes wait till they're 26, 27 before all of a sudden they hit their stride. But for forwards and defensemen, my age would probably be a little bit older, 25-ish.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, defensemen maybe more than forwards. Would you be a little bit more lenient with defensemen? I know the data sometimes contradicts that, but it seems like that's conventional wisdom is that I'm thinking about Chara, actually. It's a long time ago, but defensemen needing more time.
Yeah, think of Hedman. You know, think of Carlson. You know, they all you think of Dahlin, what Dahlin was after 3 years or 4 years, and then all of a sudden he hit his stride. Those are all guys who it took 3, 4, you know, year, I don't know if I want to say 5 because I'm not looking back at their numbers right in front of me, but took some time, you know. People were wondering, what do we got here in Hedman? This isn't going well. Then all of a sudden, Hedman became Hedman. Some get it right away. Makar, you didn't have to wait for him. Quinn, you know, out in Vancouver, Quinn Hughes, didn't have to wait for him. You know, some get it right away. But some, even the great ones, it takes a minute for them to really, you know, blossom into something that's really, really good.
In terms of Byram, Paul, like we had, it's only been a couple of weeks, but you had the draft and then free agency and then they go to arbitration. That's what the plan was going to be for a minute there. That was the announcement. And now you have a deal. How close do you think this result is 2 times 6.25 to what the Sabres maybe intended the whole time? Like, the offer sheet was a little bit you know, not controversial, but it was debated, just like what were they saying by, you know, the whole thing Adams went into about, well, we have the money, the offer sheet happens. How much time was there even for that to manifest? And then arbitration and now this. Do you think maybe, I don't want to load the question because you might have a different view of this, but I wonder if this is maybe where they knew they were going to end up.
I don't know if they knew they were going to end up, but I behind closed doors, I don't think they're unhappy that they got 2 years from him. And they still may be trading him. All this does is, at least when you're trading to somebody, they know what they're getting as far as financially. They know what they're going to have to pay for the next couple of years. If so, I mean, it doesn't mean that he can't be traded or won't be traded still won't try to be traded. But I think all arbitration was, period, is to take the offer sheet off the table. You know, so some team wouldn't come in. They could handle it if some team did that, but they didn't want to have to handle it. They didn't want to pay him some huge amount to keep him that an offer sheet. So I think that's all it was, is just to take the offer sheet off the table. Now let's negotiate.
Right.
Let's talk, or let's find a trade, or let's, you know, do both. Let's get a contract signed, maybe find a trade, maybe play a year and see where everybody's at after a year. And then for the Sabres, it's a 2-year deal. So after 1 year, you pretty much got to make a decision. Either, you know what, we like this player, we still like this player, and we want to go long term with him. After July 1st, you can you know, negotiate with him, or trade him like you did Sam Reinhart, who had one more year before unrestricted free agency. And it got to a point where Sam told the Sabres, and it was nice of him to do that, that I'm not resigning, period. I will play that 1 year for you that I have to. I'll do the best I can for you, and then I'm leaving. So they wound up trading him. So, you know, that could be Byram. He may tell them, nah, I gave it one more year. It's not what I was thinking. And once I hit unrestricted free agency, I'm not going to come back. So that would give the Sabres a year then to make a trade and you know, rid themselves of the player.
Of course, Paul, it very much remains to be seen whether this will work out for Reinhart. whether the old gambit worked out for him to essentially force his way out. We don't know yet.
He went through three general managers and other people were getting long-term contracts. He's playing very well. Numbers would have bared that out. And he doesn't get a long-term contract offer. And so I don't blame him at all. Why would he stay when you're disrespected like that? Did it come from the owner? I don't know. But all I know is he never was given a long-term contract offer. Now, I think Adams was ready to do it. And Sam just said, you know what? No. I've done everything I could on the ice for this group, and it hasn't been good enough. I'm sorry. I'm going to take off.
Now, well,
I don't know if that was owner-generated. I don't know how it was generated, but it was three different general managers who never did that for him.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This is clearly a major disadvantage that the Sabres are facing right now, and they've even admitted it, is the player is going to get the money, the lifestyle point, they're young, chances of winning. Really, the deck is kind of stacked against the Sabres in situations like this. So while Kevin Adams, for me, has made missteps, and even at press conferences he's done so, I mean, I can appreciate what the challenge is, which is when you get a player like that, trying to convince them that this is where they should want to be is tough.
And Jack Eichel decided he wanted to be traded long before the Sabres said anything about his surgery.
Yep.
He had already decided and asked to be traded. And then all of a sudden the surgery thing came up, and I think it was – my opinion, I think the owner just said, you know what? I did everything. I made you captain when I shouldn't have. I gave you a long-term contract for a lot of money, and this is the thanks I get? Why don't you go hang out at home for a while? That's my opinion. I don't know that as fact, but that's my opinion, and I think that's why it took so long for him to find a new home.
Well, again, it very much remains to be seen whether things will work out for Eichel. I mean, that's obviously still it's way too early to make that call. All right, enough sarcasm. So now it's July 15th. Byram is not traded yet, not offer sheeted, anything. Like, there's no holdout. This is done for the time being. Do they have enough scoring? Paterka's gone. What's here that's been brought in to account for that? I don't know. I think it's probably fair. It's probably safe to assume there won't be much more action here in the next 2 months even. But what's needed?
Well, they've needed a top six forward for this is the third offseason in a row, and this general manager has failed to do it. And now he needs two because he's traded one. Now, he's filled some other holes by trading one, which I think is good. With Kesselring, I think he's going to be great for Owen Power. I think fans are going to like him. They got better in their number six defenseman. They had a number six defenseman who just turned the puck over constantly and took dumb penalties.
Clifton.
You know, so I think they've even improved there. But to do that, now you've left another hole in your top six forwards. Right now, who are your top six forwards? Benson and Quinn. Well, those are the two spots I'm telling you that should not be top six forwards, and that's where, you know, they fail. But at the end of the day, Mike, it doesn't matter if they have a top six forward. It doesn't matter if they've gotten, you know, if you really like their defense or whatever. If they don't get big saves at big times, which they didn't get last year, they're not going anywhere. It won't matter whether they make this trade or if they get the top six forward or if they get goals or are sixth in the league in goal scoring, or if their power play improved like they did in the last 23 games and they were ninth in the league at the time. None of it matters. If you can't get a big save from your goaltenders, you are not winning, period. And that remains to be seen if that's going to happen.
I'll take 92% of the saves, no matter when, for me. But we've gone around and around on that over the years. Tonight is the All-Star Game, Paul. Major League Baseball. Are you an All-Star Game guy?
If I'm around, I watch it or have it on. I mean, it's better than some of the other All-Star Game, like the Pro Bowl, where it got to a point where people just stood up and didn't even move. You know, there was just nothing going on. This is, of All-Star Games, this is probably the best, well, not probably, in my opinion, is the best one. I was glad to see they're going to wear their regular uniforms again. I couldn't stand some of these uniforms.
Oh, is that right?
Like the All-Star, yeah.
I didn't know that. I saw
that somewhere.
You're probably right. I peeked at it yesterday before Home Run Derby, and they had special jerseys yesterday. Yeah. I didn't think about the.
I didn't like that. I would prefer they've been in their regular jerseys, but I hope they. I'm pretty sure they are going to be back in their regular jerseys for the game, and I do like that a lot. So.
Now, Paul, there was a Pirates jersey that was all yellow. So hopefully that's okay. If the Pirates end up tonight, and this is back in the 70s, but there was a Pirates jersey. I bring the Chargers back up, but there was a Pirates jersey that was all yellow, like top to bottom.
Have the Orioles ever worn all orange?
They had an orange jersey, even in that World Series, 79. They had an orange jersey,
but pants and everything.
Don't know. I don't think so. Black pants. You know, the kind of uniform that would look like a softball uniform.
Yeah, I've seen them all in all black, but I was trying to remember if they had ever worn all orange.
I don't remember orange pants. I have orange pants.
I know the Oakland A's did not wear all yellow. They had yellow jerseys and green jerseys and
white, yeah.
White and all sorts of different ones, but I don't ever remember them being in all yellow. The Pirates, yes, I guess they have been.
Mm-hmm.
Now you mention it.
Mm-hmm.
So
we just don't want to see it from the Chargers, is the bottom line here.
Not in the least.
I have orange pants. You know this.
Yes, you do. I forgot about that.
But I do not wear them with an orange shirt.
The Buffalo Braves wore all orange.
The Braves.
Orange shorts and orange jerseys.
And then they were canceled. That's what happened. That's the story of the Braves.
Jerseys. They went to powder blue. And again, I wasn't real happy with that. I got to like those orange jerseys, and then next thing you know, I see Bob McAdoo in powder blue, and no.
You like what's already been sort of established as this team's identity and color scheme, and this is what we're going to do, and change is, you know, disruptive.
Yeah, I mean, and I think I've told you this before. I think as a kid, when I decided what teams I liked, I went with the jerseys. I think. You know, I as a kid liked the Chicago Blackhawks. Well, I went towards the jersey. I liked the San Diego Chargers. I liked the jersey. I will say I became a Yankee fan before when they were not good. They were in last place, I believe, when I became a Yankee fan when I was very, very young.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I liked, you know, their insignia and their jerseys and everything. So I think I was more towards jerseys as a kid, and those were the teams that I tended to like.
Makes sense, Paul. You
Expos. I did like the Expos on the as a National League East team. I love the Expos hats.
You better get that, Paul. I've kept you for too long. Thanks for
That's
your time.
Okay. No, I don't answer my phone. I let it go to voicemail because most of it's spam.
Anyway. No one does. Anyway, thank you, Paul.
Take care.
Paul's appearances on WGR are brought to you by Equitable Advisors. Planning for your future is about more than just money. Let Equitable be your guide, and by Relax Honda. Relax, we got this. Next, Evan Silva from Establish the Run. Mike Shope here. Thanks for listening. This is WGR.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.